Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Well, welcome to another edition of The Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Thank you very much.
And producing this again, Derek Stone.
Hello.
Thank you, Derek, for coming in. Gentlemen, lots happening this week.
Always.
As always. But let's take care of business. Our sponsor this half hour is The Current. The November edition of The Current is now out in your mailboxes. And if you wish to advertise in The Current, you can call 734-629-6010 and advertise your business in The Current. The Current has grown 600% in the last 7 years, 7 years now, and great place to get your business message out. It's a community newspaper with a conservative bent to it, which is pretty unheard of nowadays.
Grassroots,
yes. And it's a, really, it's a volunteer paper. Almost every contributing writer is a volunteer. So, yeah, awesome little newspaper and a good way to get your message out. It's delivered, I think we got circulation now of like 30,000. So, 734-629-6010. Now, lots happening in Obamacare this week. Lots happening on the spying, on
spying in general.
Yeah, spying on our allies, spying on Angela Merkel.
Well, first of all, we don't have allies. Yeah. We have countries that are less bad and maybe less of a rival, but there's no such thing as a U.S. ally. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah, I mean, the way Obama's ruined the last of them, there wouldn't be any more allies.
Well, you know, Obama, Bush, Clinton, it doesn't matter. These countries take advantage of us to one degree or another, and we put up with it. And I'm to the point now where I don't think we should be part of NATO. I'm not an isolationist, but I'm just tired of being taken advantage of by our so-called friends, which we don't have any.
Well, oddly enough, I've always said, if you're going to be an isolationist,
which I'm not,
you have to be self-sufficient at home. And the United States has not been self-sufficient at home in decades, longer.
Longer, sure.
And now, oddly enough, I'm going to choose my words carefully here because I don't remember. I remember seeing the article. We are now the number one exporter of petroleum.
Well, that's been the case for a while now. Yeah, several months.
Because we've been fracking.
Let's back up. We are the number one exporter of refined petroleum products.
Okay, so
meaning
there's a
gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, that type of thing.
Right. Now, does that mean we're pumping that out of our ground, or are we taking it from someone else, refining it, and then sending it back out?
Both. Again? We pump it out of our ground, and we import it, and then we refine it here, and then we sell it in the world market. It mainly goes to, like, South America and Europe.
Okay. So my point being, mm-hmm. as we get dragged off into the weeds on this.
Right. We're talking about spying.
If you want to close the doors to the rest of the world and say, you can all do whatever you want, but we're done financing you, helping you, getting involved in your conflicts. And I'm kind of for that. I would love to do that. But you have to be able to say, we don't need anything from anybody else in the world if we're going to do that.
Well, no. Here's my point. It's not so much that we should be an economic isolationist. I'm not for that. What I'm saying, for example, NATO. What do we get out of being a member of NATO besides subsidizing European defense systems?
Nothing.
When we go into Afghanistan, how many troops were committed by our so-called NATO allies? Few thousand here, few thousand there. Most of them are in non-combat zones. They let us shoulder the load, and they sit back, and they act like they're our buddies, and they're really contributing, and this is an allied expedition to fight Islamic terrorism. No, it was all us. And who's still there right now?
Us.
Us. Yeah. And anytime you hear of a quote, NATO soldier killed, who's killed?
Yeah, it's an American.
An American.
Yeah.
And you know that right off the bat.
Yeah. It's strange to see that in Iraq now, we pulled out, right? And everything's going to hell in a handbag all of a sudden.
Right.
And now Al-Awlaki, what? No, I'm thinking that's a terrorist. Maliki. Maliki, sorry.
Maliki?
Is in town in Washington asking
for... You get one, you get the other. Yeah, they're all the same.
Asking for money from the U.S. to help quell the violence that is now starting to edge up again in Iraq.
Right. It's par for the course. Money from the U.S., yet at the same time, they bash us and say we're the problem.
Right.
So most of these countries, even the ones that... Well, let's say like Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, who claim to be our allies, and we claim that they are our ally... They play both sides of the fence,
always.
As we know.
Yeah.
They shake us down for the money, yet at the same time, they're funding groups against us. But I just want to touch on the spying thing again. And I know that people are sick of me bringing up Snowden, and I still hear the hero talk, which really pisses me off. But the latest—
He's not a hero.
He's not, and you've always said that. You said, I'm not going to call him a hero, but yes, you respected at least at first in the beginning what he did, causing a conversation about picking up spying against Americans and that type of thing. To call Snowden a hero, though, is like saying that Charles Manson is a hero because he stirred up conversation about the death penalty.
Right.
You know, what's going on right now with Snowden, the latest outrage for me, is Mike Morrell, the former number two at the CIA, came out and said, and I believe this because Mike Morrell is in the know, he said that Snowden has done more damage to our intelligence and national security than any spy ever in the history of the United States. And he pointed out that one of the major things that Snowden has given to the Russians and to the world that really hurts us is the black budget of our national security intelligence apparatus. If you're going to stir a conversation about spying on Americans, why would you release some of the most sensitive information that really has nothing to do with that to our enemies?
Right.
He's going above and beyond what a freedom fighter would be.
Yeah. I'd like to know what some of that damage is. If it's done and it's out there, why don't we get to know about it? You know what I mean? If the damage is that severe, well, tell us about it because our enemies already know about it. How about letting the rest of us know?
Well, for example, Mike Morrell was saying that once our enemies know what our budget allocations are in the vast area of intelligence, they can determine what we do well, what we don't do so well, and they can attack us and exploit us what we don't do so well. And
right.
It's much deeper than that. We don't have time on this show to really get into it, and I'm not going to pretend to be a scholar on it, but I can smell a rat, and I know what's going on.
Even over the radio waves.
And the propaganda that Snowden is waging against us. And the Russians are just loving this. And he's got a job in Russia and he's being paid. And I would say that no other former, Soviet agent against us or Russian agent has done a better job at spying against us than this guy.
Right.
And as far as the spying on our so-called allies that came up, Merkel complaining about her mobile phone being tapped into, and France complaining about Americans spying on them, on an ally. Let me just read this real quick to you. France's espionage against American companies, described as aggressive and massive, dates back to the 1960s. And I've known this, and I think a lot of Americans have known this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's largely born out of a desire to prop up its defense industry, according to a report from the Government Accountability Office. National Intelligence Estimate, the NIE, declared France, alongside Russia and Israel, another so-called friend and ally, to be a distant but respectable second place behind China in using cyber espionage for economic gain. So everybody spies on everybody.
Everybody.
And this propaganda wave that we're being hit with, which we're so feeble at countering, is that we're the bad guys because we're spying on friends and they don't spy on us, which is BS.
It is, because they all spy. We just happen to have a guy who left our confines of our intelligence community,
right,
and spouted it off to everybody. Hey, the U.S. is spying on all your – well, they do it to us too, but we don't have
one
of their people to sweep – yeah, it's all swept.
Yeah, and we're incompetent, and Obama in this case, of standing – he should have thumped his chest and said, you know what? Boo-hoo. You spy on us. We spy on you.
Yeah.
That's the reality of the world. Get over it and shut up.
Yeah.
Well, but no, we kiss their butts, we cower, we're maybe going to sign an agreement with them. Okay, we won't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well,
what nonsense.
Clapper, who's not one of mine favorite guys, he's a director of intelligence here in the United States, he's saying that, but you're not hearing the media picking that up very much. I mean, it's all being overshadowed by Obamacare right now, but at least he's standing up and saying, hey, everybody does it.
Right.
We just have Snowden out there saying we were doing it.
But the voice of a Clapper and these others, it's very small. The main media reports you hear, we're the bad guys, blame America first, as usual.
The apologist in chief won't get up and stand up for us.
No.
Ever.
No, he
ever.
Won't.
Let's take a phone call from Jim in Ann Arbor. Jim, go ahead.
Well, I was just, this morning, a fellow was, or yesterday, I think it was, he was being interviewed by another talk show host, and he was a congressman from Michigan to our state government. And he was on his way over to Canada to try to convince them to find another spot to dump their nuclear waste because they want to dump it just a mile from the Great Lakes. And so this talk show host said, well, what are you going to say to them when they mention, and the talk show host mentioned about five different nuclear plants that we have on the Great Lakes. He says, what are you going to do if they mention those, you know? Yeah, and then my point is, we stick our nose in everybody else's business, and most of the time it's because we don't even look into what's really going on. You know, they don't get their facts right, and these are people that we elect to represent us.
Yeah, well, I'd say that's a product of too much government.
I like what this guy is now saying. You know, if as far as Snowden goes, how can I criticize Snowden?
I just gave you the reasons to criticize Snowden.
To say that everybody else does it, that's like a little kid that breaks a window and gets caught for it.
No, it's not, Jim. It's being realistic as to the way the world works. And if we didn't have a robust intelligence system, this country may not exist right now.
So, yeah, but the rest of the countries don't get caught doing it.
Well, that's where we're stupid. And they do get caught. It's just that nobody cares. And it seems like you, for example, aren't bothered by it. You want to talk about America, but I don't hear you ripping on France.
Nope. All right. Well, Jim, thanks for the phone call. You bring up valid points. Appreciate the call. Let's take a call. Right. Let's take a call from Jenny in Brownstown.
Hey guys.
Hey Jenny.
You stole my thunder a little bit there, Brandon, but that's fine. I wanted to mention too about the reason why Europe, all these years, could do their little socialistic dreams over there.
Thank you, Jenny. I've been saying the same thing because we subsidize them in
That's
so many
right.
ways.
We do.
You got it. We're too nice.
And what do we get for it, Jenny? A kick in the teeth.
That's right. We get Obamacare. Now we get our socialist nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
But you won't see anybody subsidizing our defense industry.
That's right.
Yeah, I think what you've got to see is things get worse before they're going to get better. And I think you're seeing that with Obamacare now, which we'll get into in a little bit. We're going to take a break real quick. Jenny, thanks for the call. Great call.
Thanks, Jenny. You're always welcome.
When we come back, we will continue on Mr. Snowden because there's a couple little updates we want to talk about. And then we'll move on.
Yeah.
So we'll see you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Time to get ready for the 2014 Michigan Tour de Cure for the American Diabetes Association. Enjoy a beautiful day of riding on Saturday, June 7th in Ann Arbor at the Tour de Cure, one of the American Diabetes Association's signature fundraising events. With over 200 volunteers taking care of your day of event needs, you are sure to enjoy an excellent day of riding on one of the road routes ranging from 10 to 100 miles. The Tour de Cure starts and finishes at Washtenaw Community College. A minimum goal of $200 in fundraising is required per rider, and all funds go to support research, education, and advocacy for all types of diabetes. Ride for an excellent cause and help to stop diabetes in Michigan. For more information, visit diabetes.org/Michigan Tour de Cure or call 248-433-3830, extension 6694. Teens using drugs Drugs, What to Know and What to Do is a free ongoing two-part series. Part one provides information on how to recognize and understand adolescent substance abuse. Part two provides information on what should and should not be done to help when a teen substance abuse problem is recognized, and concludes with a short talk by a young person in recovery. All presentations are free and open to the public. To learn more, call 734-973-7892 or visit teensusingdrugs.org. To review these events and others, you can always visit WHAM's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the WHAM Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. WHAM, Talk 1600, in touch with your community.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
You're listening to The Drift on WHAM Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift here at WHAM Talk 1600. 734-822-1600 if you want to call in, or if you just want to email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. What we do every week on The Drift is go through the week's events and the things that you find on thedailydrift.com, and it's the news you need to know.
And we have a lot of fun doing it.
So, and we're going to get into a little fun right now, man. We just talked about the serious side of Edward Snowden's fiasco and letting U.S. intelligence get out there and putting us in the hot seat in the world, I guess. But I think we've come to grips that we've been caught, but everybody does it. So it's really not that big a deal, and everyone should stop crying about it because, you know what, it is what it is.
And we should be proud of our spying capabilities. It's been said that we're the nuclear bomb of spying capabilities, whereas some of these others are the howitzers.
Yeah.
And you know what? Too bad. Now, where that last caller, Jim, he did make a point that I'm going to agree with, and I'm going to paraphrase here, that the fact that a Snowden, this snot-nosed punk, could access this information and take it with him to China and right. Russia, undetected, and then to do what he's doing now. The people that put the internal controls, and I use those that term loosely, and the compartmentalization to allow some idiot like this to do what he did, those people need to be lined up and put on trial for their lives for treason.
Yeah, I mean, well,
along put with it, Snowden,
put it to the fact that the Obama administration once again allowed. Well, it's amateur hour. Let's face it. The federal government right now is being run by amateurs, and the political it's what it comes down to. The political appointees who now are in charge of the CIA or the NSA are getting substandard people in there. They're not doing their homework.
Well, even this military, man, which in the NSA is usually head up by a general in the Air Force, this General Keith Alexander, has he been forced to resign? Has he been put on trial?
No.
Now, There's really nothing going on. Have some of his immediate underlings been, you know, relieved of duty? Not that I've heard of. It's business as usual.
Yeah, and yet Obama's purging. I know this is going to sound, I'm back on the conspiracy thing.
No.
Obama is purging certain military figures.
No, it's fact.
Because,
is fact.
Yeah, they've disagreed with him, or all of a sudden they have a magical gambling problem, or they used a racial slur, or whatever, mm-hmm. you know. Those people are being purged and let go immediately, and yet somebody who failed in this NSA business to keep Edward Snowden from leaving with what did, three hard drives or three computers, whatever it was. He literally left the country with tons of computer and hard drive stuff. What happened? You're right. They have not fired that guy.
Not even fired. He should be put on trial.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm going to just touch real lightly, and I know we got to go to break pretty quick, but the spying in the modern era goes back to the British before World War I. I mean, before we entered World War I. World War I was raging. The British, of course, wanted us to come in on the side of the Allies. And they were, you know, launching a lot of covert activities against us to persuade us to come in on the side of the British and the French against the Germans. And The Zimmerman.
The deli?
Yeah, the Zimmerman deli is highly involved in this. The Zimmerman telegram. And briefly what that is, it was the Germans sending this telegram to the Mexican government to attack the United States from the south, and that the Germans would make sure that after the war is over, that the Mexicans, in a nutshell, would get their land back. And so the British, they tapped into the transatlantic cables because we were neutral at the time. And so they tapped into and they stole this. I mean, stole it. They intercepted it, rightly so. But now, because they're listening to U.S. classified, encrypted communications going back and forth between us and Germany, they couldn't let us know that. Right, that they had done that. So they had to come up with a way of passing the Zimmerman telegram to us without us knowing that they were spying on us. So the British were spying on us to get this information. And so what they did is they came up with this paper copy of it, and they made up some hokey story about how they discovered it in London and passed it on to us. And that influenced us dramatically to come in on the side of the British in World War I.
Now, I was going to go off into the Three Amigos, and because you remember the Three Amigos, right?
I saw parts of that.
Anyway,
that
won't matter because we're short.
Martin Short, yes,
yeah. Let's take a call from John in Farmington. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, John.
Good, John.
It's been five laptops that Snowden took. And the reason that you don't hear, like you said, Brandon, the outrage is because if we got to hear what really he did, the people in the United States would just go berserk. And when you've got 150 people in the NSA, 150 million people that they have in the NSA, you can't keep the lid on anything. They've done this on purpose. The government is multiple heads of people that talk and have understanding. And for this many things to go lined up, the stars lined up, no one in history has ever gotten anything, good or bad, with that many stars lined up, unless the people behind you have their marching orders, with that phrase in mind. And I'm telling you that these people have worked over a century to infiltrate each agency with certain amounts of people, and then they dumb it down with the Hollywood movies and numb everybody with these shows so that it's you keep a person low information and you glorify it on the comedy shows and the media. And the media is complacent with Hollywood, and this is what you get. They're muscling their way through to the point where we could lose our country and our freedoms, and people have got to wake up to the fact of this for the midterm election, and we've got to position the right people in there. And your shows have got to continue to do what they're doing and bring a voice out there, because you can see how the voice is being smothered by the media.
Hey, John, would you agree that this Snowden character, if this was back in, say, the 60s or the 70s or the 80s during the Cold War, it'd probably get a lot more attention and focus than it is now?
Absolutely. Look at Julian F. Rosenberg. The technology, the advancements from back in the day that you're talking to now are 100-fold to maybe 1,000-fold without exaggeration. And to think that now the enemy has everything that they need and our weak points, like you said, from this person, and he's allowed to sit over there and not be extradited by Russia. What is Obama doing? What is he thinking? You look at him with the Stark Treaty. You know, he was on mic. He didn't even know it. He's like, well, after my reelection, when I'm reelected, I'll have much more flexibility with this. I'll transmit to Putin. Now he's cutting us down to a third on the nukes. He advanced a year for our biggest nuke to be taken apart. If you don't renew some of the structure of those things in the silos, they won't work.
Well, John, you know, I'm going to add on to what you said, and that's that what scares me is, number one, I think our people are asleep and they're in a comatose state where I don't know if they'll ever wake up. But on foreign policy, and this is just one man's opinion, my opinion, and I know I'm going to stir up some controversy with this, but what you just said about Obama and the administration and foreign policy, and like in this case, Snowden, I thank God that libertarians aren't in charge of our foreign policy, because they're the ones that almost side with the far left that this guy is a hero. And it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're right, but he's purging our military.
Yeah.
Right. No, well, it's a perfect storm, like you said.
Thanks for the call, John. We got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. See you on the other side.
Wham! Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham! Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham! Radio around 1966. And I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Investigators trying to learn the motive behind the shooting rampage at Los Angeles International Airport yesterday, which left one TSA agent dead, several others hurt. LA Mayor Eric Garcetti.
There was additional rounds that this gunman had, and the fact that these officers were able to neutralize the threat as they did, if it were not for their actions, there could have been a lot more damage.
Flags across the city are being flown at half staff out of respect to the TSA agent who was killed.
Fox's Dominic DiNatale in Houston. Thousands vying for a chance to take home a piece of Astrodome history. Parts of the now closed stadium going for as little as $20. That'll get you a piece of AstroTurf. Seats going for $200 a pair. And don't forget to change those clocks for that extra hour of sleep this weekend, thanks to the annual shift back to standard time in most places. Fox News, we report, you decide.
To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown 600% since 2007 because The Current has a unique venue for local content, common sense, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes utilizing The Current newspaper for mere pennies a piece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current, at 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enna Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600.
Yeah!
No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Windsor to Grand Rapids, Miami to Alpena, wherever you may be, Wham Talk 1600 is there, online and streaming live. whamradio.com.
Greetings, my name is Pastor Yule, host of Just Joshua. Just Joshua will be heard every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on Wham. Come journey with us down Freedom's Highway as we discuss today's happenings from a Black conservative Judeo-Christian perspective. Every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., come journey down Freedom's Highway on Just Joshua.
You're listening to The Drift. on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching our drift. Wonderful Saturday. And calling in from, no longer at the Wham! Studios at this point, but host of the American Dream talk show, Jay McNally. Jay, is he on line two?
Hi, Gary and Drake.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
You know, I'm good. I just want to weigh in on this whole Snowden thing.
No.
Drake and I have exchanged, been arguing in the studio halls there for a long time about all this. The reason that some people defend Snowden, including me, is that what the USA is doing is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which protects people against unreasonable search and seizure.
Jay, I agree with you that there's a conversation to be had on that, and I've stated that from the beginning. But to call Snowden a hero like you have, what he's done, going to China, then Russia, turning over all of this information, is so over-the-top unnecessary to have a proper conversation here at home about what you're concerned about.
Well, we have seen that the IRS, the other agencies of the federal government, have been targeting organizations who are conservative, and they get information against these organizations from people like the NSA. We believe they, I would imagine, they're exchanging information all over the place. And the U.S. government should not be doing domestic spying on its own citizens. What the Defense Department and other agencies do to against foreign dangers is one thing, but going after ordinary citizens, collecting data every single phone call,
and I've acknowledged that
every single.
Yeah. I said, I've acknowledged that. He could have went to like a senator. There's a million ways he could have done it. He could have went to a Senator Ted Cruz. He could have went to whoever he chooses, for example, in the House or the Senate and said, you know what, I've resigned my position. I'm not at liberty to divulge a lot of detail because I've signed certain papers that prevent me from doing that. But I'm going to ask you, and he could give them a very broad outline, to investigate this. And you know what? I would agree with you then, Jay. This guy's doing some good things. But let me ask you a question. What he did, for example, turning over the black budget to the Russians and to The Guardian to be published all over the world, Mike Morrell, the number two at the CIA, says that's one of the – what he's done, he's no whistleblower, he's a traitor by doing this and has caused the most damage ever. Do you think that – is a commendable thing? You've called him a hero.
No,
Do you think that deserves the status of being a hero?
I'm sorry?
You've called him a hero. Do you think that deserves the status of an American hero over there holed up in Putin's Russia doing this against the United States?
All of that, I will admit, is problematic. However,
well, now we're making some progress.
The domestic spying is, I believe, number one, was unknown to nearly all Americans, and the government lied to us about that, and all of this budget stuff. I disagree vehemently with the idea that the Russians and the Chinese and all the rest of them don't know what's going on.
They did not have a detailed account and allocation of our budget expenditures in the intelligence community. And in Mike Morrell's words, they can now exploit us where we're weak, and they can ignore where we're strong.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like halfway in between you two, because I know Jay's very much pro-Snowden, you're very much against. For me, I don't believe he's a hero. And yes, maybe there was a better way for him to have outed this information. But I do believe, and you and I were talking during the break, Drake, that the hypocrisy for me is we can record and store all these phone calls on every American, and yet we will ignore communications coming from a mosque that is probably should be watched and spied upon 24 hours a day because
right,
of the hate speech.
But if you're a true libertarian, then and those are Americans, those are Islamic, you know, faith Americans in those mosques, aren't you then violating their Fourth Amendment rights, Jay? Gary?
No, I would like to see greater scrutiny of mosques and all the rest of it. Where there's a
so you're not a libertarian.
Those, but where there's a likelihood where people are involved in the subversion, I don't have much of a problem
what
with that.
Proof do you have?
Wholesale,
what proof do you
wholesale,
have?
The wholesale collection of data and, the Fourth Amendment is very clear. Unreasonable search and seizure. That's my main point, and I think that.
Yeah. And I'll agree with you there, Jay, because I think that's unnecessary to be wholesale collecting the data and our phone calls and the contents or anything else. I agree with you there. I'm a firm believer in profiling. You can call me politically incorrect if you want.
I am too.
I think we should profile anybody. I don't care if it's a right wing skinhead who's made damaging statements and should be profiled, absolutely. Or if it's a mosque that they're continually speaking hate speech at their...
And preaching jihad against America, why aren't we there?
We should be profiling them and recording them and watching them. And I don't care if that's politically incorrect.
And if there's a discussion to be had about the costs and benefits and risks of these wide sweeps of data of, you know, everyday Americans' phone calls and internet traffic, I'm all for that. But I guess what I keep harping on is to say that Snowden's a hero, and leaving it at that, to me, is just, well, it's outrageous.
Thomas Jefferson said, had he a choice between newspapers and government, he would choose newspapers. We have all been hearing this claim that the revelation of secrets about what the CIA is doing is news to the other side. It's not. They are well acquainted with what's going on. I doubt if budget figures surprises anybody. But
what would Mike Morrell, for example, his incentive be to come out and say that this is the most damaging guy in the know? Now I respect your opinion, Jay, but you're not in the intelligence community, just like I'm not. But you know, for him to say that, what would be his motivation to say something like that?
Well, because he didn't like the release of. He didn't like what Snowden did, obviously.
But why didn't he like it if it doesn't matter? That's what you're telling me. It doesn't matter.
We can go round and round on this.
Yeah, let's get to Obamacare.
We can go round and round. What we should do is a round table discussion. We'll have you come into the show one of these days, Jay,
okay.
And we'll go over this.
I will close this with just one final comment.
Go ahead.
When the U.S. government is spying on the conclave of the Vatican, it has stepped way beyond.
I'm all for it.
Anyway,
I'm all for it. Spying the UN, spying the IMF, spying the Vatican. Let's know what's going on in the world.
I wonder if the Vatican has an intelligence gathering arm.
I know they do. Absolutely.
I got to make a living and earn some money. So
all right. Take care, Jay. Appreciate the call.
See you, Jay.
Let's take a call from Ann while we're on the subject. Ann, how are you doing?
Oh, we didn't lose Ann, did we?
I'm glad you're covering this. I saw from the beginning that everyone involved with the Snowden, that it was all handled wrong by everyone. And I felt that he is, it really shows that we need to effectively handle whistleblowers and not be, I just feel like he should have been kept in the U.S. The things that were wrong should have been confronted within the right arena, and he should have been protected. And what's really bothering me now is the last letter he just wrote, which is, please, I don't want to be a traitor, take me back in the U.S., which makes me think that unlike Mike Morrell, who said it's the most damaging, I think there is more that is damaging that can come out, and pressure is being put on him that he doesn't want to reveal. And I think it's against the USA interest, and that somehow we need to come between him and the Russians and Chinese and everyone else. I don't know the best way to do it because I don't think he was right. I don't think anyone was right. But well, I think it can be worse.
When he takes it upon himself to flee to China and then Russia, that speaks of incompetence on our part to have let him do that. But the latest I had heard, and this was a while back, that he's willing to come back, but he wants to basically pick where the trial's held, pick the jury. He wants to dictate the justice system against him.
Right. Well, so if that's the case...
Please.
If that's the case, then would that not be better to... bend the rules and do whatever to get him back here.
And set precedent and make, for the next clown to do this?
I don't set precedent or not. If this is the most damaging, as Ann's making the point, if this is the most damaging ever to happen, according to Mike Morrell, should we not get him back here before any more damage is done?
Well, here's the thing, too. The Guardian and the Washington Post, I think, have a lot of this stuff, and they're just kind of periodically releasing it as they see fit. So
yeah,
I think the cat's already out of the bag.
And drabs, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be. It's hard to say, but I guess...
There's some logic in that.
Maybe there is some logic in getting his butt back here saying, all right, listen, we're gonna detain you, we're going to put you in a nice condo, and you're not going to believe completely. I don't know. There's got to be a way... If there's that much information still available that he has not yet given out, we don't know what's in his head. He may be one of these savants who's memorized.
A lot of air.
Yeah, he may have memorized all kinds of codes, or if he's that smart, maybe he secreted stuff somewhere else and he hasn't gotten, they haven't got, I don't know. But, Ann, you make a great point. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks, Ann.
Thank you.
All right, Jimmy from Manchester. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My thing with Snowden, I don't think he's a freedom fighter, hero, or whatever, but all he really did was confirm things that we already knew what was going on.
To a large degree, yes.
For me, yes.
Yes. And our government is being run by a bunch of absolute criminals. And for somebody to come out and tattle on them, I think that's a good thing in a lot of ways.
In a certain respect, yeah. And we've touched on that there's a way to do that, but not the way... Edward Snowden. And in fact, I'm even getting sick of saying Snowden and hearing Snowden, but there's a different way than the way Snowden did that. Do you agree?
There may have been. He could have done it maybe differently. I mean, that's true. I don't know. I wasn't in his shoes when it happened. You know what I mean? He probably just had the opportunity to snatch the stuff and was gone. You know, I mean, that's kind of what I think happened.
Well, yeah. And, that's part of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the fact that he was able to walk away with five laptops out of an NSA facility would be the number one issue with me.
Hawaii at Booz Allen.
Yeah,
I wonder if Booz Allen is the nickname of the guy that formed the company, right? You know, Boozer Allen? You know.
Yeah,
no, I don't know.
That company should have lost all their contracts, frankly, at this point, because that's just negligence of the highest order.
Yeah, I mean, I believe Booz Allen had subcontracted out the security background check of Snowden. Or the NSA did. I can't remember who did, but it was yet another company that checked the background of this guy.
Great point, Jimmy. Anything else?
Well, yeah. I mean, then let's take a look at what happened a few years ago in New Mexico with that fire at that facility. That was basically to cover up the crimes where they were selling some of our secrets to China. And I mean, these our own people are doing criminal things. What Snowden did is peanuts.
Yeah.
Compared to what our own government does.
It's a matter of perspective, too. For me, it always comes down to this. The government is just too doggone big.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't control one lousy contractor who walked away from a secure NSA facility with five laptops, I'm assuming that five laptop story is true, what the heck is going on? You know,
And not only the U.S. government is too big, just some of these individual departments.
Yeah,
I mean, if you were to try to do, let's say you're in high school and you're going to do a term paper on the Department of Defense. do you know how many textbooks you could write on what the Department of Defense is involved with and how many people and the departments within the department?
Yeah.
It's, but you know what? When I hear this stuff about, Thomas.
How much money they steal.
Well, yeah. With the kickbacks and the being overcharged and everything to private contractors, the Defense Department gives their contracts out. You know the bag of softballs for $80,000 they were hitting off the carrier back in the 70s.
How about a $640 million contract to a Canadian company for the Obamacare website?
Yeah, $400 toilet seats and all that kind of stuff.
Well, great.
And all of that stuff is peanuts compared to what they spend. You know, I mean, when you look at what they're spending it on, but that's peanuts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great, Jimmy. Good
Thanks,
points.
Jimmy.
Appreciate the phone call. So, yeah, I mean, we better take a break here. We got to try and get in one more here.
Well, listen, everybody, before we go to break, I wanted to say Gary indulged me on this. I thank you, sir. We were not going to even talk about this, and then we're going to spend maybe 5-10 minutes on it, and it's turned into a pretty good segment, I think.
It's been a valid discussion.
Thank you,
Gary. We'll see you on the other side.
The Salvation Army and Wham! Talk 1600 are pleased to present the 7th Annual 1600 Toys for 1600 Girls and Boys Christmas Toy Drive. We need your help to make sure every needy child in Washtenaw County has a happy holiday. Toys are needed for young teens, too. Games, CDs, DVDs, sports equipment, jewelry and makeup. You can donate a new unwrapped toy at one of our sponsor locations. In Ann Arbor, Treasure Mart, Dixboro General Store, Fingerly Lumber, USA Hockey, Kmart, Two Men in a Truck, Ann Arbor Arms, George Meyer Company, PHR Laser Center Plymouth, in Ypsilanti, Gene Butman Ford, City Body, Firehouse Museum, Michael Vincent Law, Kmart, Mule Skinner Boots Chelsea, in Canton, Gale's UPS Store, The Firing Line Westland. Together, we can collect 1,600 toys for 1,600 girls and boys.
This story takes place Saturday, November 9th.
Great idea, honey. A drive out into the country to see the fall colors. Do we have a destination, or are we footloose and fancy free?
We most definitely have a destination, and you've been there before.
Where?
I'll give you a hint. It's a beautiful country town known for fine restaurants, theater, antiques, and wonderful shops.
Ah, Chelsea. Wine, women, and shopping.
Yes. The full title is Ladies' Day, Wine, Women, and Shopping. But men are more than welcome. This year's Wine, Women, and Shopping features artisan markets, wine tastings, of course, music and other entertainment, drawings for gift certificates, and the best holiday shopping around. Chelsea's charming boutiques and shops are going all out to make it unforgettable and stress-free.
Sounds like a great way to kick off the holiday season.
Wine, Women, and Shopping, Saturday, November 9th in beautiful downtown Chelsea, Michigan.
DBM VoiceWorks.
Audiobooks, corporate training videos, PowerPoint presentations, movie theater announcements, voicemail systems, and voiceovers for television commercials. Whatever your need, DBM VoiceWorks is here for you. To learn more about DBM VoiceWorks, visit dbmvoiceworks.com. That's dbmvoiceworks.com.
Hey, Roan here, inviting you to join me for the Bone Conduction Music Show. My radio show has a high music IQ, and I know you do too. We're a perfect match, babe, you and me. I want you to join me right here for the finest wig-singing rock, hip-shaking soul music, and industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockin'est show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m., right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. On Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch our spontaneous drift today with the Snowden gig and everything else. I think we hit a thing as we were talking between the break that everyone's covering Obamacare, which we were
going to
do, but
we
went off in a different direction, so we're deep in the weeds. And
it was spontaneous combustion.
I guess. We have Scott calling from Brighton with Snyder's announcement, so investigative journalist Scott. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Rick, Jennifer, Granholm, Snyder made an announcement this morning. I caught it on the local Fox affiliate that he is going to release the AmeriCorps group into Detroit to help out the police department. And I don't know if you remember when the dictator was running for his first appointment as president, that he said that he would create a police force that is just as powerful and as well-equipped as any military in the United States.
Yeah, those were...
AmeriCorps is the fifth arm of the military, which is not going to be overseen by Congress. So it's his own little SS military force.
Yeah, it sounds like Hitler's SA.
It in Detroit, and I think that's unprecedented.
Yeah, that's interesting, Jimmy. I'll have to look that up when I get home. I missed that one completely, so thank you for bringing that to our attention. I'm not a big fan of Rhino Rick. I mean, could be worse, I guess.
The American Corps is they were recruiting 18 to 24-year-olds with no career path to become police officers. Well, actually, they were supposed to go to disasters, but the pictures on the Internet of them training showed them with either AR-15s or M-16s. I can't tell the difference. The M-16s, the automatic version. And they're going to release these people on the streets of Detroit.
That'll be interesting. That's one we're going to have to watch. That is a little on the scary side. I remember when Barack Obama said that, and it was chilling then, and it's chilling now that you say it in the context of this story. So, yeah. Well, cool. Thanks. Appreciate the call,
thanks
Scott.
Thanks for taking the call. Hey, nice article on the Stone Coop Farm.
You're reading The Current. Good.
That's a great paper, and that's a great farm. I've eaten their food. It's fresh and organic.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad you were able to catch that. And send us a letter, Scott, and let us know about it.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Well, there you go. You love it when you get those unsolicited
endorsements.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, great. Well, there you go. We can edge in and say, catch the current. We'll be looking for...
There's proof right there.
Yeah, it works. We'll be trying to get ads together for the December edition this week. So call in if you want to advertise in the current.
Yeah, let it roll.
Yeah. So where do we go from here?
So you're going to mention about Snowden and his latest job.
Oh, okay. The Hindu is reporting. Now, we saw this over the last day or so that he might be taking a job, right? So, of course, I had to Google it up before we started the show.
Yeah.
The Hindu, which is an Indian newspaper, is reporting that he has indeed taken a job with a Russian computer company, website company.
And it's a union no-show job.
I guess. I think I lost the article now. Doggone it! But anyway,
Putin just hands him money. You know,
they're not saying what company it is that he's taken a job with. One of the companies is the biggest social media in the Soviet Union in Russia, and the funny part is in security for the web company. Now, would you hire Edward Snowden to run security for your web company?
Well, since Snowden is basically a Russian agent. Maybe it's not such a bad idea. But, you know, he can probably be flipped. Maybe he'll come the other way.
Maybe he's we mentioned this before. Maybe this is the biggest scam of all time, and he is the ultimate double agent. And all the information that we have fed to China and the Russians via Edward Snowden.
Oh, that'd be great.
Is all the biggest scam of all, and that inside those boxes. So there you go, Vladimir. You might want to be careful. There could be the ultimate virus in Edward Snowden's five laptops, and now the Chinese and the Russians, and now we're getting all their information.
I've seen
too many Tom Clancy movies.
Now that proved to be correct, and it wasn't an episode of 24. I would think Snowden's a hero too. I would love that.
Stranger things have happened.
Beautiful.
And now they're going to be knocking on my door and dragging me to the gulag for giving it up. I'm sorry, I didn't really. I'm just
yeah, you blew his cover.
I blew his cover. He'll wind up in the river tomorrow. Right. Sorry, I'm just kidding. Yeah, now you got me worried. I'm going to walk out in the parking lot and think twice. Yeah.
Well, we have to do that anyway.
Yeah. All right, well, let's let's go to something I wanted to talk on my Facebook. If you're not Facebooking Gary.
Hijacked your show.
If you're not Facebooking me, you need to Facebook me. Go on. There was a test. There we go. We're not even going to get to it. Well, anyways, great show. Thank you, Drake, for bringing up Edward Snowden.
Hey, we'll give you a chance next week. We'll find something for you.
Well, Derek, you can save all those links. We're going to do them next week. Luckily, it's not time sensitive.
Yeah, your homework's done.
Next show is done.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thank you all for tuning in. Go to thedailydrift.com. Read what I'm putting out there for you to educate yourself with, and send us an email, Gary@thedailydrift.com.
And thank you to all of our callers.
Yes. Good call. Good show. Thanks.